What is up, Golden Hawks? It is Gabe with another episode of Lay Down Laurier, where cool vibes and chill tunes collide. Hope you guys are doing amazing. We got three more weeks left of school-ish, roughly. I want to say it's probably been 2 weeks, actually. But it's okay. I know you guys probably miss me from last week, and I know I missed you guys. We got a really special, special show for y'all. It's dedicated to a very special someone out there who's all across the world. I hope you're doing well. I miss you. And, yeah. If you guys are tuning... Ooh, way too close to the mic. My bad, guys. If you guys are just returning, if you guys are listening in and you guys are loyal listeners, welcome back. I hope you guys are having a lovely week because it's been a week since I last seen you and I missed you. And if you guys are new here, howdy. Welcome. Hello. A very, 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 very warm welcome to y'all. We love you here, you know? And I definitely recommend you guys come back for next week's episode. Thursdays from 10 to 11. Make sure to tell everybody. Today I was probably 20 minutes late, and that's a no bueno. That does not happen often, you guys. I promise it doesn't happen too often. And if it does happen more often, I'll make sure to smite myself. Public stoning in the school concourse. Why? Because I'm a chud, and sometimes I don't show up on time. I just get lazy. I'm sorry, guys. It's kind of a hike over here, you know? And sometimes that journey just really doesn't want to get made. Especially in weather conditions like this. We have a very, 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 very rainy day today, you guys. But you know what? That's okay, because apart from the rain, it's just lovely, 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 lovely humidity temperatures. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not walking around and I'm not feeling groggy because of the cold, cold winds. I'm walking around feeling delightful because, you know what? In seven-ish days, we're going to be up to 21 degrees, you guys. Just going to be summer breeze, you know? And it's going to be lovely, and I know you guys are going to love it, and I know I'm going to love it. The only issue that I see occurring would be probably the fact that we're doing exam during it. And that's not going to be lovely. We're going to be stuck inside studying when we could be outside enjoying the summer rays, you know? And for all you folks out there who love listening to my voice, who missed listening my voice for a week and don't know how you're going to do it for 4 months, I have very, very, very great news for you guys. I shall be returning during the summer break. You know, I'll be here making sure you guys are jamming out to some very nice music. We're going to be here longer. We're going to be here, hopefully, all day. Kind of doubtful. Just because, kind of doubtful. I know I just broke your guys' eardrums. I did not realize how high I had this volume up. I'm sorry, you guys. But yeah, no, kind of doubtful just because if I'm making it late on regular days, who's to say I'm not going to be making it late on those days, you know? Who's to say I'm going to even show up all day? Water keeps you hydrated. Today's episode is sponsored by water, you guys. Please keep drinking your water. Without it, we're nothing. We're actually 95% water. Did you know that? I know I didn't. Anyways, continuing. What were we talking about? Yeah, I will be returning this summer. You know, I'll still be here, and you guys are going to be able to tune in, and you guys could be at the beach, and I'll be here in this cramped little room playing music for you guys. The things I do for y'all. But anyways. Am I nervous for exams? A little bit. But you know what? It's doable. That's the new philosophy that I've been recently adopting, is it's doable. It's kind of like Thug It Out, except more hopeful, more optimistic, that you know what? I might not be amazing at it. I might not be the best, but I'm definitely not going to fail at it, because you know what? I can do it. And you can too. You can too. But without further ado, we're going to get started with some heat. This entire episode is set up specifically for my dad. He's far, far, far away in a different land, in a galaxy super, super extremely far away. So we're going to be playing songs that I know he'll like, songs that I know I like, songs that I hope he listens to, and I hope he likes as well. Of course, we still have some bangers in here for all you normies out there, so don't you guys worry. We're going to get started. The first song is called La Chispa Adecuada by Hereos del Silencio. That was La Chispa Adecuada by Hereos del Silencio. Hereos del Silencio are a Spanish band from Spain. And they're the GOATs. They're probably an underrated pick. They're kind of niche if you're outside of Latin America. But in general, they're still pretty niche. I wouldn't say they're the most popular like Spanish rock band of all time. I wouldn't say that. But they're still pretty fire in my opinion. Holds a very special place in my heart, that song. I love the intro, and I really, really love the music video. It's very, like, it's very Jim Morrison-esque, you know? Like, the movements are very much, like, reminding me of, like, The Doors. And the song in general sounds like if The Doors was playing, like, Spanish music. Which is funny, because he does pull a lot of influences from, like, Tex-Mex, like... vibes, you know, but it's pretty fire song. I really like it, and I think it's a great way to, you know, open the show up tonight. This next song is a really good song. I listened to it very recently, and it's also by one of my most favorite bands of all time. It's funky. It's kind of got like some Red Hot Chili Pepper vibes going on to it, but it's not necessarily ska either. It's pretty fire. This next song is called Voto Latino by Molotov. Radio Molotov. Guys, I fucking love Molotov. I probably shouldn't have said that. But you know what? It's after dark. It's okay. I can say that. Oh my god, I'm super loud. Sorry, so sorry, you guys. I just get really excited. And then I hit the knob, and I'm just ready to rip. I'm ready to go. I'm just fire, you know? Just going at it. Anyways. That was Voto Latino by Molotov. Probably one of my most favorite Spanish rock bands. I think they're definitely like top five, I want to say. I feel like they're very like, well, obviously they're punk inspired, but they're more like, I feel like they're what the Red Hot Chili Peppers are trying to be. And it's funny though, because the Red Hot Chili Peppers started off as a punk band. But I think what's cool about Molotov is that fact that like they do like, they kind of like, I don't know, like, They blend, like, English rap with, like, Spanish rock, and, like, also just their Spanish rap as well is also pretty good. I really like the lead singer's vocals, and, like, I think, like, the concepts are pretty good. They have this other really good song called Hit Me, which I would play it, but I'm not going to play it tonight. Not tonight. We already got one Molotov. We don't need two Molotovs, you know? Things are going to be burning here and there and stuff. And it's just, I don't got enough water to put it out, you know? I don't got enough energy to put that out, you know? But yeah, no, great band, great song. This next song was created, I heard it last Saturday, I think. Shout out to water. It was created ages ago. I heard it last week, though. And it was stuck in my mind, and it was presented to me in a very glorious and very naturalist way. Very pure fashion. I was attending Radio Laurier's Battle of the Bands, you guys, and I hope you guys attended. If you did, thank you so much. I had a great time. I had a blast. But I know the other people had a blast too. I was talking. I was not interviewing people, but I definitely was talking to them, asking what the word is, you know, making sure that they were gonna having a great time. And this song specifically really stuck out to me. And it's ironic, though, because I was also thinking about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They kind of have like a ta-dang, ta-dang. Oh, you guys are going to see what I mean. But like, it's very, it's post-punk from what I've heard. But I didn't even pick up on that. I didn't even realize it. This is a French song by Minutia. Minutia won the battle of the bands. Shout out to them. They're from Guelph. But everybody was perfect. Everyone did amazing. Everybody who played that night was spectacular, and I'm really glad I got to watch them live. Anyways, we're going to get right into the song because we don't have enough time. We don't have enough time for this. We don't have enough time for this yap, yap, yap. This is a French song by Mono... Sorry, guys. They both start with M. It's not my fault, okay? Minutia! That was French song by Minutia. I think I really, really dig this song. I think I love this song. Honestly, it's like, I really like the whininess of his voice. I feel like it really, really sealed the deal, and I think it's the reason they won, especially like because they also had so much like audience interaction. It was very, very, very like, it was cool. It was sweet. It was a really, really great time, you know. These next two songs are awesome. They're probably like, they've just been on repeat for the past 2 weeks. But before I continue, before I play it, I want to say a little something. Muchos saludos al chino desde Juárez. Espero que te siga gustando el show. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Next up, we got Pesada by Control Machete. That was Pesada by Control Machete. I really, really like that song. I love that song. My dad played it to me. Shout out to him. And it reminds me of the car. Reminds me of driving to school. It reminds me of good, good times. I like to play it in the shower, you know, when I'm feeling extra pumped up. I'm not typically a nu metal guy. And I don't know if you would consider that nu metal necessarily, just because there's no like real like guitar in it. But, you know, they have a nu metal song, and I still really mess with it, you know? I'm pretty sure they did influence nu metal, like, here in the United States. Because, like, for example, like, I'm pretty sure most nu metal artists are actually Latino. So, it's pretty sick. I don't know. Anyways, the next song, I recently heard it. I heard it, like, I think it was, like, a week ago. Not a week ago exactly. I want to think it was like 4 days ago, 5 days ago, something like that. I was just come out the shower and I was listening to Pesada and I was like, huh, they got good stuff. I want to listen to more of it. So, yeah, I found this song, this next song, which I'm sure you guys have probably heard the sample of some sorts on TikTok. Probably, maybe, I hope not. Because the way it's used on TikTok is kind of like not even gross. It's just kind of like, there's more to this song, and you're not showing it, and it's kind of sad. But anyways, this song is called Así Son Mis Días by, again, Control Machete. That was Así Son Mis Días. I really like the sample that they used. I feel like it's very low down and it's very chill. And like the lyrics really, really match it. Like I've heard like versions of that sample being used before and I just hated it. But like when they play it here, it was just, it calls to me. You know what I mean? It just really like stuck with me. But yeah, that was Así Son Mis Días by Control Machete. We're going to kind of move further on into like the rock direction a little bit. This next song is kind of long, so I'm going to cut it short just because it's a great song, but I just don't feel like listening to all of it, you know? It's one that my brother put me on to. Shout out to him. And it's one that I hold near and dear to my heart just because I love my brother so much. And it kind of reminds me of him a little bit. Like, not completely, not anymore, but for a bit it did. And like, also like, just like, a lot of special people in my life like this song. It's a good one, you know. And I implore you guys to listen to it on your free time completely, just because I'm not going to play all of it. That's the only issue, is when I first listened to it, when I first put it on, when I didn't know the lyrics or anything. It was so bad because I just didn't know anything about it, like, whatsoever. I didn't know, like, the lyrics. I didn't know the band. I had heard of the band, but I didn't know, like, what they were, why they were. And it was just kind of buns. It kind of sucked. And I was in the shower, and this 7-minute song, because it's almost 8, actually. It's 7 minutes and 54 seconds, and I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking to myself, what is this actually? Why am I actually still listening to this? Guys, what is going on? But anyways, I'm going to stop talking about the song, and I'm actually going to just play it, okay? This next song is She Burned Me Down by the fabulous Type O Negative. That was Type O Negative with She Burned Me Out. And I ended up playing them for the song because it's that fire, you guys. I actually love that song so much. I love the transition between the every time I see her start a fire. Like, every time I, like, that song, like, that transition between that and to like, by the way, you guys, fun fact, that is a made-up language. That is not a real language. This guy made that up on the spot. And, like, it really, like, adds to the whole, like, not, like, just the quality of their, like, the song, but also just, like, the quality of the band in general, I'd say. They are, a lot of people say that they're very, like, vampire-esque, like, band, you know what I mean? And I think that's fair, because Peter Steele is, like, the epitome. He's got black hair, he's 6'1", and he's, like, super, like, buff, and he's, like, very much, like, oh, like, this is who they would cast as, like, he's probably, like, taller than 6'1". I know he's, like, a giant, but, like, this is the epitome of, like, someone they would cast as, like a vampire in, like, a movie. Like, to, like, Interview with a Vampire, this is, like, Brad Pitt, essentially. And, but, like, to me, it's very much Viking music, I feel like. Or at least that song is. Like, they also have this other song called I Don't Want to Be Me. That song is more, like, that one I could see being a vampiric song. But, like, She Burned Me Down, just, like, spectacular. Better than anything else they have. They have this other song, Christian Woman, where it begins with Forgive Her, for she knows no what she does. And I think it's a great intro. Like, I think it's perfect. And it's definitely up there with, like, top 10 intros, in my opinion. But that song is way too long, and I do not want to play it. Next song is Wait, Wait, Wait Quicker. And I really hope you like it. I don't know how you would describe Type O Negative. I know that it's metal. I don't know if it's, like, heavy metal. Like, it is heavy metal to some degree, probably. But, like, I don't know what type of metal it is. I want to say, like, gothic metal, but I don't even know if, like, gothic metal even exists. Is that even a genre, you guys? I don't know. Let me know at laydownlaurier25. Plug the Instagram real quick, laydownlaurier25. Good. But anyways, we're going to go back a little bit back in time, you know, a little farther back in time with another counterculture. Or not, well, yeah, it was a counterculture, but another subculture of rock. One that I particularly enjoy way too much by some, according to some's opinions. I don't know if I played this song before, but if I haven't, it's insane. But it's a lot quicker than the last one. I'm sure you guys will notice. But yeah, this is Straight Edge by Minor Threat. That was Straight Edge by Minor Threat. I know you guys love that song. I did. It's one of those songs that just, like, really scratches my brain, you know, because of how fast it is, you know. I don't know, guys. There's not much to say about it. I really, really do kind of, recently at least, I've been really, like, what's the word, like, subscribing to the whole, like, idea of Straight Edge philosophy, where it's just, like, no drugs, no alcohol, nothing. You just, like, it's all distraction and, like, you can't, like, nothing. And I've really been, like, really, I've actually been really, like, into it recently. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's just, I think it's kind of cool. Like, sobriety within this genre of, like, where typically people were not sober. And it kind of speaks true to, like, I want to say, like, society, where people are just, like, typically not sober. And I don't think I have an issue with that. I know I don't have an issue with that, but it's just kind of like, hey, it's all just noise. Just like the song. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Anyways, this next song goes out to my dad again. This one also has a very special place in my heart. I don't play it too often. I think I played it, like, at the beginning of the show. Jeez, guys, we're at episode 17. I know I mention this every time, but we only got 3 more episodes till episode 20, and I hope you guys are there, because it's going to be very special, very, very, very special. It's going to be in April. I'm going to have a party for it. I will not be having a party for it. No, I totally will. Anyways, next up, we got Tres Delincuentes by Delinquent Habits. That was Tres Delincuentes by Delinquent Habits. I love that song. It reminds me of my dad's car. I said that a million times. But I really, really wanted to tell you guys that I really miss my dad. This is my show, so you guys are going to have to put up with whatever I decide to say. But I miss my dad. I hope he was here, and I hope that sometime soon, probably in 2 weeks or something, I get to have him on the show, and we can have a proper full-on father-son conversation about whatever we want to talk about, whether it be music, whatever, you know, movies. It's going to be a very special episode. It's going to be lovely, and he's going to be on here eventually. I hope he's still listening. If you're out there listening, I love you, Dad. But yeah, that was Tres Delincuentes, Delinquent Habits, and I think I really like the beat. I really like, I'm a very big fan of, like, when songs sample other songs. I feel like the art of sampling is such, like, a, it's not an underrated song, or sorry, underrated art, but I feel like it's one that, like, has lost maybe its touch recently. But again, I could also just not be tapped in, and I feel like a lot of people are really prone and really quick to, like, hold on, give me a second. Apologies, you guys. Wow, no, bless you. I see. And I call you guys my loyal viewers, my lovely viewers. If you guys were sneezing, I'd probably say bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. See, I'm getting all of you guys, you know. Oh, you're welcome, you know, because I love you guys. But clearly, you guys don't love me. So what the hell? What the hell? Anyways, no. It's just like one of those, like, songs. Like, the art of sampling is just like, I wouldn't say it's lost its touch, but I don't want to sound, I, like, risk sounding like some, like, old head talking about, oh, you whippersnappers don't know what you guys are listening to these days. You guys don't know what music is, and you guys don't know this, and you guys don't know that. And I know I can sound like that in a very, very normal voice where I'm just like, oh, I hate this, I hate that. Guys, what are we talking about? Or sometimes where I'm like, ah, I just don't really like it. But you know what? You guys are listening to my show, so you guys have to listen to my opinions. But I'm aware that some of these opinions can be, like, biased. So going back to the, like, sampling, I feel like, I don't know, man. Like, for example, Tres Delincuentes, like, the sample, that, like, that is, like, so, like, prominent, and it keeps happening over and over and over again, and I love that. I love when I can see the layers of dip, you know? It's like when you order those, like, nacho, dip layers, and, like, in the middle there's the cheese, but you can, like, see, it comes in, like, a clear plastic, like, case, and it's, like, you can see the avocado, the aguacate, you could see, like, some salsa in there, you can see some cheese and shit, like, it's good. And, like, I like that. I like being able to do that with my music, you know? But yeah. Next song, this sex song, is kind of a little left field. It kind of harkens back to the whole punk thing that I was playing. But it is not punk. It is not punk. But I'm sure my dad, if he's listening out there, might love the intro. I know he'll love the song because I played it and he loves me. So, yeah. But anyways, this next song, I was listening to it earlier. This next song is called Misery Business by Paramore. That lovely song was Misery Business, and I hope my dad liked it. I hope he loved it, because I know I love it. I love the intro, and I was so shocked to find out, especially, it's kind of ironic considering I was just talking about this, but it's not a sample. That, like, mariachi sound is not a sample. This is, Hayley Williams is low-key the GOAT, okay? Guys, I love Hayley Williams. Underrated, not underrated, but, like, she's just fire. Like, I think her voice is so spectacular, and I think the way that she writes her lyrics is also really spectacular. It's very clever always, and it's always got some, like, I don't want to say, like, you can say, like, oh, it's got some deeper meaning, because every song has some deeper meaning, usually. But, like, I feel like she's just clever with her wordplay, and I feel like the words that come out of her mouth, like, make sense to her. You know what I mean? It, like, makes sense that she's saying it. It makes sense that, like, yeah, this needed to be said at some point in time. You know what I mean? And I really like Misery Business. I really like the chorus. I really like the intro, especially. Okay, maybe not top 10, maybe top 20. But it is, like, in the list somewhere. But, I don't know, Misery Business, man, by Paramore. I'm really, really getting into Paramore. I really, really like her. I feel like she low-key top 10 white people, you know? Not gonna cap. Anyways, it is 11:19, and I went way over, but it's just because I started late, okay? I'm sorry, you guys. Please don't hate me. But, sadly, we have to close the show up a little bit. I know you guys are gonna miss me, but you know what? It's only for 1 week. I'll see you soon. This next song, I listened to it on my way to school, and I thought it was very beautiful. And if my dad is listening still, which I know he probably is, I want to say I love you. And I really hope you like this song. I'm playing it for him, and I'm playing it for y'all, because I woke up at 6 a.m. and I played it, and it just, like, really, like, it did something to my soul, you know? But before I say goodnight, before I close the show down, I just want to say thank you guys for stopping by. Thank you guys for having a little jam session with me. And I hope you guys are back next week, because I really appreciate you guys being here. Otherwise, who am I talking to there? Radio Silence. I'm pretty sure that might be a song name. Oh. Anyways, yeah. We're going to close out the night. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you really, really enjoy the show. This next song is underrated, in my opinion. One that I don't hear people talking about, at least never in my life. This is Riverman by Nick Drake.
Betty came by on the way.
Good night, Laurier.